This coming May, the Arctic Council will meet in Sweden to finalize an international agreement on oil spill preparedness. In the meantime, questions are multiplying about the adequacy of existing oil spill response technology to deal with Arctic conditions. And one of the primary tools, dispersants, are coming under attack from the marine conservation organization Oceana in a scientific report that was released this week in Anchorage at the Alaska Forum on the Environment. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Back in 2001, chemist Jeff Short at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's laboratory in Auk Bay, Alaska, tried to make some crude oil break up with the dispersant Corexit, and it didn't work very well. Short became convinced that it would work even less well out in the real world.
I'm not a big, if it works in the lab, it must work in the field guy. I don't like those arguments. I like to see evidence from the field that shows that it worked in the field.
Short is now retired from NOAA, and Oceana has contracted him to study how dispersants would work in the Arctic. His test more than 10 years ago was fairly simple. You put the oil in a flask, add whatever dispersant, and shake it up and measure it under different conditions. Under the best of conditions, the dispersants could break up about a quarter of the oil. In Arctic temperatures, not so much.
At optimal temperature, they only dispersed about 25% of the oil. And then as the temperature declined, it got successively worse, so that by 3 degrees C, it didn't disperse at all.
Short remains highly critical of dispersants today. And in the report, he basically lists all the factors that might keep them from working in the Arctic. There are a lot of them beyond temperature. There are only certain weather conditions under which dispersants work, and that includes not only wind, but fog. The spill has to be visible, reachable, and a large supply of the dispersant needs to be nearby, a possible problem because the number of airstrips that can handle shipments of it are limited in Arctic Alaska. And if it doesn't arrive quickly, there's no point in using it.
On a surface spill, you only got 1 to 2 days.
Short was among many experts called down to the Gulf of Mexico to consult on the Deepwater Horizon spill. That incident is thought by many to be a real dispersant success story. Tons of Corexit were pumped into the plume escaping from the blowout, and there's convincing chemical evidence that a huge amount of that oil biodegraded, in part because it was broken up into tiny droplets. But Short thinks the oil was actually being broken up by natural gas coming up from the well. And at a science conference last year, microbial ecologist Terry Hazen of the Lawrence Berkeley Lab backed that up, at least in part.
Did the droplets form because of the Corexit? No, not totally. Without the Corexit, they would have formed anyway because the oil was being jetted into the deep subsurface, and those droplets were forming anyway. Did the Corexit make more droplets? Maybe. Well, the jury's still out on that.
Federal officials in charge of the response still disagree about how effective dispersants were in the Deepwater Horizon incident. When they published their lessons learned in a special edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science last December, they concluded that the dispersants were somewhat successful. But in his report, Jeff Short questions that.
Well, yes, I am very critical of it. It seems absurd to me as a scientist to conclude from two diametrically opposed camps that somehow truth lies in the middle and we'll just take the average and we'll make that policy. That's nuts.
The paper's primary author, former NOAA head Jane Lubchenco, stands by the government decision to use the dispersants on the plume.
It was our judgment that use of dispersants would help the oil be naturally biodegraded more rapidly, and that certainly seems to have been the case.
The Environmental Protection Agency continues to consider a petition filed late last year by ecologist Ricky Ott, a number of Alaska Native activists, and Jeff Short for severe limitations on future dispersant use. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.